25. He's going to go 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Put it on the board. Touchdown, Dewey. Cale Carter to Hayden Thornton. 73 yards. The Dodgers strike first. Here's Carter taking a wide snap. He's going to face some pressure. Screen pass. It's Henley, middle of the field with blocking. 30, 35, bounces off of 140. Stiff arms to the 45 at midfield. Henley with some open space. Henley jukes another sidestepping toward the near sideline. He's to the 40, to the 35, to the 30. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. Oh, my gosh. Colby Henley. 72 yards on the Dogger screen pass. Put it on the board. Touchdown, Dewey. Second passing touchdown for Cale Carter today. Another 70-plus yard Dogger play. Touchdown, Dewey. Doggers.
It's time for Dewey Bulldogger Football 2019. And tonight, the Dewey Bulldoggers take on the Caney Valley Trojan.
Enough already! We got this!
Dewey Bulldogger Football is brought to you by Oklahoma Wesleyan University, Arvest Bank, Tri-County Tech, Popkus Pharmacy, Jane Phillips, St. John, the Lawana Duncan Agency, Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance, Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home, Medical Lodges Dewey, and by Bartlesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Let's show those kids how we used to play football.
Game on.
Now let's go live to Dewey for Dewey Bulldogger Football 2019. For all the action of tonight's Dewey Bulldogger Caney Valley Trojan football game.
Kick it.
And the voice of the Doggers.
It's time to play.
Max.
Gross.
Oh, yeah.
On the line tonight for the Dewey Bulldoggers as the Caney Valley Trojans are in town for an area battle. Max Gross joining me, Tim Howell here on KREG 104.9 FM. Tim, we got some big stakes tonight.
Hey, we do. It's great to be here. You know, it's late October. That means Halloween. That means World Series. And this year it means the Doggers are in the hunt for a playoff spot. That's great news.
Doggers have three tries to punch their ticket. You only need to win four district games here in the very tough 2A District 3 to seal your ticket to the playoffs. And the Doggers have won three of them. They come in at 5-2 overall, 3-1 in district play, and they'll square off against Caney Valley, who is 0-7 overall and 0-4 in district play. You know, plain and simple, the Dockers probably on paper should take care of this one, but they don't play the football game on paper. But this also, Tim, represents a chance for the Dockers to have a 500 regular season and above, a 6-win regular season out of 10 games for the first time in 10 years.
And that's amazing when you stop and think about it. It's been that long, and these boys have really worked hard. And it should be a go tonight. You know, this Caney Valley Trojan team is very young, out of 34 players.